self-fulfilling attraction. The idea of abundance is pretty popular. Generally speaking, success generates success. Success generates a feeling of abundance. Right off the bat, this creates a problem. Humans are not very logical. There's an idea that's been around for a long time. You can tell it's been around for a long time because it's expressed in Latin, which means the idea itself is at least a couple thousand years old. The idea? Post hoc ergo propter hoc. What does this mean? After this, therefore, because of this. Two things happen in sequence. We believe the first caused the second, even if it didn't. Another more modern way to express basically the same idea is that correlation is not the same as causation. For example, a guy starts out his young career as a real estate developer. The beginning part is pretty harsh. A lot of hard work, chasing down deals that don't pay off. But after a few years of grinding, he finally hits his stride. More and more deals start to pay off. He is swinging a hot bat. Success breeds success. Within this context, it's easy to feel a sense of abundance. But then he starts to misunderstand the relationship between the feeling of abundance and his financial success. So maybe he starts to preach the idea of abundance as a driver of success instead of a natural outcome of success. This is when we non-logical silly humans get into trouble. We confuse cause and effect. We think effect, the feeling of abundance, is the cause. In business, this is rarely possible. Business requires an understanding of real costs, things like ROI and making deals and doing market research. But in dating, attraction, and romance, not so much. It's very easy to fake abundance, which will very soon become a self-fulfilling prophecy. How so? By simply not caring. Not caring about what happens. Whenever you talk to a girl and you make it clear you don't really care if she gives you her number or not, what will she assume? That you've got plenty of options. That you've got plenty of experience dating plenty of ladies. That you've got plenty of experiences talking to plenty of ladies. That you've got tons of social proof. That many ladies are into you. She compares you to every other guy who is generally pretty desperate for her approval, but you don't care so much. This will send her hamster on a mission to find out why. So she'll simply assume there is something attractive about you, which will cause her to feel attraction for you. This will invoke social proof, scarcity, and commitment and consistency. A wonderfully seductive, self-fulfilling prophecy. To learn how, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.